from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. In an effort to get as many people tested for the coronavirus in Lee County, begins today and runs through October the 30th at the RN Tidings Auditorium parking lot at 1332 Scarborough and Hobbs. And that's right next to the Ralph Tasker Basketball Arena. The testing will be led by Norley Hospital of Lovington. CEO David Shaw elaborates.
And it's not just Norley. I want to give credit to others, too. Norley is going to set up a large drive-through testing location. We'll actually have three lanes set up, and we're going to be right in front of Tidings Auditorium in the parking lot over there by the high school. Uh-huh. We'll be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday through October the 30th. But also the Hobbs Public Health Department in Hobbs will be open in the mornings from 7 to 10, and they'll be open from 2 to 4 at their public health offices located on Del Paso to get out of your car.
Health offices in Lovington, Jow, Eunice, and Tatum will also be open. So what about the testing results?
You'll be registered through Norley's MyChart. You'll get a MyChart notification, and you'll also get a text from the state lab.
The 2020 Trump ride came through Lee County like a locomotive, with over 300 vehicles participating in the event on Saturday. Organizer Ron Humphreys, who was decked out in his Uncle Sam-like suspenders, what's ecstatic about it?
All I wanted to do was get a bunch of people together and drive through the county.
Well, you got over 300 people here for this deal.
Because we had a whole ton of people on the side of the road.
I feel as you went through each town and everybody was greeting you guys.
That was pretty cool. It was really pretty cool. Kind of overwhelming at times.
The Trump ride began in Jow, wound itself to Eunice, into Hobbs, then Lovington, then into Tatum. It turned around back into Lovington, where everyone finished at the Lee County Fairgrounds parking lot, where they awaited the arrival of U.S. Congressional District 2 candidate, Republican Yvette Harrell.
It's not about Yvette Harrell anymore. It is about one nation under God. It's about our Constitution, our free markets, its Second Amendment, life, and our families and our future. That's what we're fighting for right now.
And on October 30th, State Representative David Gallegos will be fighting for New Mexico students to return to their classrooms. He and a group of those who have been subpoenaed will be going to Albuquerque before the same federal judge who ruled on Thursday that special needs students may be allowed back into their classrooms. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.